Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Another very important transmission lined up for you today. It is Thursday, the 7th day of April, 2011. Lyndon LaRouge via video connection for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for all the great radio listeners, will be joining us for an hour coming up in the second hour today. And then a man who needs no introduction as well, David Icke, will be joining us with his take on Bretton Woods II, the open announcements of world government to be our political and financial savior via the crisis the banksters created themselves. And we'll also get into Libya. So Lyndon LaRouge and David Icke joining us today. There has been another big earthquake in Japan. First, they reported it was 7.4. Now they're reducing it down to 7.1. A small tsunami, only about a meter high, did go into the east coast of Japan. But Fukushima is reporting that it didn't cause any problems. With their history of lying, we don't know if that's true or not. But in incredible developments, earthquake shakes wide area of southern Mexico. A 6.5 earthquake shook a wide area of southern and central Mexico today, sending people fleeing into the streets, but there were no initial reports of damage or death. Certainly good news there. Magnitude 6.5 in Veracruz, Mexico, originally 7.4 near the east coast of Japan, now downgraded down to 7.1. This is the big development, though. Japan considers wider nuclear evacuation zone, AFP is reporting. Of course, our government's saying no problem. Don't worry about the radiation blowing over directly towards us. But in the opposite direction of the fallout, MSNBC reports South Korea shuts schools amid Japan radiation fears. We are geographically closer to Japan than the U.S. or Europe. People are bound to be more worried, the president says. So most of the schools have shut down or gone to partial days, telling people to stay indoors because of rain blowing in that reportedly has some of the backwash of the radiation from Japan. Getting a lot of emails saying, where's Paul Watson the last week? Where's Paul Watson? Well, his wife is Chinese. Once a year, they visit her family in China for a week and a half. He'll be back in a few days, but I couldn't dissuade Paul from going to China, which is directly in the backwash of the radiation. Not just the stuff blowing around the world, but the winds sometimes change south, and then it blows it over towards China and South Korea, and then blows back up into the higher trade winds and out east again towards the United States. But they are picking up higher levels of radiation in South Korea and in China. So big news there. They're taking it serious, but not here. New York City restaurants using radiation detectors on fish from the Pacific. We're going to be going over all of this after the first break. Also, it's now coming out what we reported on over a month ago. Gaddafi paid millions to U.S. firms to polish his global image. And CNN is scapegoating lobbying firms, who I'm not a fan of, but for trying to polish his PR image. But the lobbying firms made the point that they interview in this piece that we have linked up on Infowars.com that Bush did a deal with him and said that he was now a good guy. And so we were directed to basically polish his image. And so why are you scapegoating us? They actually, I'm surprised CNN even let him respond that way. I mean, they're like low-level street thugs. Do you go after them or Don Corleone, their boss? You know, why did the federal government do this? Well, it was to lure him in so they could get spies and agents and systems in place to then take his country down. Rebels are shoring up their status with diplomacy and oil money. Also, I see these reports every few months, going back for 15 years. There's a new one in the Associated Press. When a police dog jumps at you or tries to bite you, or you're walking through a parking lot and the window's open in the squad car and it barks at you, if you yell at it, you get arrested. And that's now happened again. We'll break that down as well.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. We are here live blasting out on the AM and FM dial, XM radio, global shortwave, and of course the number one radio show on the internet according to Shoutcast. Alexa, the list just goes on, and you, the listeners, are the tip of the spear integrating with this radio show against the globalist. I want to salute and thank you all as the truth rises. As the tyranny comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is lifting up a standard against it. Now, we have Lyndon LaRouche, who's never been a guest on this show, joining us via video and audio connection coming up from his studios in the second hour. David Icke's going to be joining us on the economy. Bretton Woods, too, with George Soros and the crises they've instigated to bring in their solution, open world government. We'll also get into Libya with him. Obviously, a 7.1 downgraded from a 7.4 hit the east coast of Japan again today, a meter tall. So that's not very big, thank God. A tsunami did come in. Another 6.4 earthquake hit central and southern Mexico today. Didn't cause a lot of damage. It didn't cause any deaths, but it shows that tectonic activity is certainly intensifying. We're going to be going over that information. We're also going to be breaking down the economic news. U.S. going same route as Greece, Portugal, says top economist, CNBC. But before I get into all of that news and then run out of time with the two guests we've got coming up, I want to spend just a few minutes on Glenn Beck. Not because we're even talking so much about Glenn Beck that we're discussing what's happening to the mainstream media and the alternative media. Glenn Beck, obviously yesterday, announced that he's going to be phased out of Fox. He doesn't know how soon that'll happen, but his contract's up in December, and that as soon as they ask him to leave, he will leave. It could be a week, it could be a month, it could be 3 months, it could be 6 months. We don't know when Glenn Beck is going to leave. Now, that in and of itself is not that important of an issue. I did talk to Fox insiders in the last 2 months and was told the word was that Glenn Beck was going to be forced out. So if anyone is wondering whether Glenn Beck quit, Roger Ailes talked to the AP yesterday, and he said half the media says we fired him. The other half the media says he quit, and we're happy with that. I'm not going to say. Well, I can tell you the word is that they could see his numbers dropping by about a third a year on average, and that he was the lowest demo they had in young audiences during their primetime shows, and that that was the big kicker. And that he didn't fit in with their model and the George Soros groups knocking out 400 of his advertisers, that was also basically the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, listening to Glenn Beck yesterday, listening to him this morning, monitoring it, he basically said what we've been saying for years, that the mainstream media is imploding. That's the main reason his ratings went down. Along with the rest of Fox, CNN, MSNBC, they're all in free fall because people don't like mainstream news anymore. Once you've heard alternative news and the wide spectrum of alternative ideas, doesn't mean it's all accurate or even correct. It's still just a wider spectrum for people to basically sample from. Once you're given more choices, there's no going back to broadcast TV, to cable TV. It's falling apart. It's fine to have cable TV or broadcast TV as a supplement, but Glenn Beck this morning, I was listening to him driving in, said that the old media is basically dead, and he said, those of you celebrating my leaving Fox, you're fools. You ain't seen nothing yet. And he said he's going to target a younger audience. Well, Glenn Beck, younger audiences don't like you. And I've seen the demographics. Your average person that watches you is about 65, 70. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Those are great people. But Fox News' audience is alternative media for old people and people that don't understand the spectrum shift. But the larger issue is, what does Glenn Beck's meteoric rise and now a bit of a fall signify? Just 3 years ago when he joined Fox, 2.5 years ago, Fox said there's no such thing as a world government, no such thing as a Council on Foreign Relations, no such thing as the Bilderberg Group. They would not speak its name. Since then, it's all over their channels. And you see Hannity, you see all of them moving more towards what Beck was doing. So basically, they're getting rid of Beck so they can just basically take my information, hence his information, and spin it in a Republicanoid way. But on a larger front, hanging over this are the statements of Senator Jay Rockefeller, Lieberman, and others openly saying they'd be happy to not have MSNBC or Fox even being on the air. That's a Jay Rockefeller quote from 3 months ago. Because to get market share, they've got to be more radical, more honest, more hardcore to compete with the Internet, where we're not controlled or restricted by anyone but our own ideas and our own conscience. And so they allowed MSNBC with Oberman. They allowed Fox in the establishment to try to corner the market of alternative views and awakening through MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. But that basically, the systems discovered, just pushes more people to the real McCoy. Once they've had the facsimile, the twisted doppelganger, the fraudulent establishment version of real news, that simply became a gateway, a doorway that swung both ways. Sure, we send listeners to them, but they send even more listeners and viewers to us. And they look at my YouTube channels, 300 million views the last 2 years alone. They look at my films together, over 100 million views separately. They look at the number one numbers meteorically rising, InfoWars dwarfing both of Glenn Beck's websites combined, Limbaugh's site combined. And they see the growth curve. They see Drudge growing. They can't compete. Drudge recognized this 5 years ago, began reporting on Bilderberg Group, began reporting on the New World Order, began linking to our stories. You could see it whether he began to awaken or whether he understood which way the wind was blowing. I haven't talked to Drudge, so I don't know. But you notice he was run out of Fox for refusing to not be, pro-death. He was run out for being pro-life and being an activist. And what was that, a decade ago? And so what's happening here is the establishment in all their communicators saying, stop the rhetoric, stop the anger. The people are too dangerous. They could rebel against the government. We've got a real revolution on our hands politically and perhaps physically. So the message is at Fox, CNN, MSNBC, lower the rhetoric, lower the tone. That's what George Soros parrots, like Media Matters and a gaggle of other cruisers he's got in their war of lies. They're saying, a great victory that Beck's going off. Now we can lower the rhetoric on both sides. We can put everybody back to sleep. We can continue the globalist agenda. George Soros can have his Bretton Woods II openly calling for an end of the dollar and world government. And Beck won't be there to criticize him. But we're going to be here on the internet and on AM and FM stations. And the genie's out of the bottle. So they're going to move with the EAS alert system over radio, TV, and internet. And that's in the news today. With government break-ins on your smartphones, on your AM and FM dial, on your cable dial, on your UHF, VHF, high-def system. Here's Associated Press. U.S. to use Facebook, Twitter to issue terror alerts. And it will break in over the transmissions. A month and a half ago, Federal News Radio did an interview with the head of the EAS system. And they said, yes, we're going to start breaking in. When you go to Walmart or Mall of America or thousands of other 9,000 locations total, big telescreens now going in, already in many areas of the country, saying spy on your neighbors, don't trust anyone but government, to create this artificial atmosphere of fear that terrorists are hiding under every table. The globalists know they've robbed us. They know they own both parties. They know Ron Paul's rising. They know alternative media is rising. So they will launch false flags on the internet as a pretext to crack down on it. They will come out with internet ID tracking systems where you've got to log in to get online. They will try to force the architecture over to cloud systems where you put all of your data on remote servers and don't control it yourself. They will move in with internet taxation and regulation. That's already begun all over the country and the world. They will move in with FCC-financed, taxpayer-funded broadband. So they can then say, now we have a right to censor it and control it and put announcements over it. That's begun in Europe, now beginning here. Also, it's in a whole bunch of mainstream news articles today, but just like six, 7 years ago, they're cherry picking a few, like, oh, Armstrong Williams got a $250,000 to push No Child Left Behind and say it was conservative. Or, oh, this reporter got $1 million over a year. Instead of looking at the tens of billions that the congressional reports admit in fake news that started decades ago but intensify every administration, it's in the news today that hundreds of billions of dollars of your taxpayer money that the Federal Reserve didn't want you in the last 3 years, 2.5 years, October 2008, they wouldn't tell Congress where the money went. Now we know why. A few months ago, they got some of the documents, hundreds of billions to foreign banks, billions and billions to MSNBC, newspapers, reporters, buying them off. Now we've gotten a fresh batch of documents. And Kurt Nemo has a report on that today at Infowars.com that, again, just scratches the surface. Obama doles out taxpayer cash to corporate media. So not only are they going to attack the alternative media, not only are they going to try to use copyright laws so you can't even link to things, not only are they going to try taxes, regulations, their own censor hubs being put in at all the ISPs through the internet kill switch run by the Pentagon through the cybersecurity command of all four branches of the military. But they're going to intensify publicly financing with your tax money MSNBC, CNN, Fox, CNBC. They all get money. There's listings today in these reports of scores of local newspapers, reporters, you name it, who are getting secret supplemental money from the Federal Reserve. Private Federal Reserve. You know, we say the government's financing this. They're doing some of it. But a lot of the money is direct corporate payments by the private Federal Reserve to the dominant media. So they know they're in a war against the truth, and they're declaring war on us. So alternative media needs your support. They're also going to use fake grassroots COINTELPRO to attack myself and Ron Paul. You see that intensifying.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Finishing up in this short segment that I'm going to shift into the latest earthquakes in Mexico and Japan, the economic news, the government shutdown news in the next segment. When I say this, I don't want to mince words, and I want it to telegraph out to everyone, and I want you to really consciously hear what I'm saying to you right now. The globalist, from Cass Sunstein at the White House to the Pentagon to cybersecurity to Jay Rockefeller and their counterparts in Europe, Asia, Australia, have all announced that they are declaring absolute open total war against the once free internet and alternative media. Quote, Jay Rockefeller, I'd be glad if we shut down MSNBC and Fox. Close quote. Cass Sunstein, we need to arrest people that criticize the government, people that don't agree with anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. We need to at least fine them or tax them or fee them, and we need to infiltrate their groups and try to discredit them. We need to pose as conspiracy theorists. This is a quote. Because the establishment has no credibility, and we need to then pose as the alternative media to cause infighting. And what do you see? We post a Ron Paul article. We can go check the IP addresses. Instantly, you'll have 20 commenters that are three people with the same IP address spamming. Everybody hates Ron Paul. Everybody knows he's a sellout. Everybody knows he's never done anything good when he has a perfect voting record and is a man of pure honor. Rand Paul delivering on trying to cut taxes, cut the size of government, criticizing and trying to stop these new wars. Total attacks. Infowars.com, total attacks. These are government and corporation financed and funded. It's all over the news. The Pentagon has robots and tens of thousands of employees and private groups and George Soros' groups, all just attacking the alternative media, trying to create infighting, trying to create bedlam. And Glenn Beck, to be clear, from multiple Fox News sources over a month ago, the word was he would be gone by the end of the year. And we laid hints out here and said that when you saw the New York Times article saying there were rumors, we said, yes, it's going to happen. He'll have his own network. And Beck overall, financially, will do better running his own system. I don't think overall he will garner the same audiences because when he's actually internet only or predominantly internet, in his other ventures outside radio, he says he's going to target a young audience. Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Beck does not sell to young audiences. Young audiences want things that are real. Young audiences will watch an 80-year-old man if he's got real information. Young audiences will watch a 12-year-old if they've got good information. And they'll talk about 9/11 being an inside job. They'll talk about government-sponsored media. They'll talk about real issues. We'll talk about the real issues. That's where it's all led. And Glenn Beck might have been shocking to the Fox News audience, predominantly in a coma. But it's not going to be something new. It's going to be quite old and tired to the audiences he's going to try to target. And unless he gets really hardcore and really starts telling it like it is, he's going to just kind of fade off. But if he does come out and tell the truth, if Fox News was suppressing him, and there's some reports of that, then he will explode, and they will come after him even more, like they're coming after us. But interestingly enough, you notice when I was on The View, Bill O'Reilly played the clip and said, well, it's a talk show host, but nobody knows who he is, wouldn't say my name, and they all laughed at the table, all knowing full well who I am. You notice the New York Times, when they write articles about our reports, will not say, they'll just say a radio talk show host. Well, yesterday, Fox News ran a report about, as CNN did, as MSNBC, Politico, literally dozens and dozens of major reports linking to Infowars.com and Ron Paul's announcement that he'd be announcing in the next month for president. Fox News took whole quotes out of the interview and said, on the radio show, Ron Paul said. Now, why does Fox have a rule to never say my name? Because they're scared. We could damage Fox News if we wanted to a lot more than Media Matters has. Because Media Matters, as Cass Sunstein admitted, is seen as establishment and has no credibility with the general public who've woken up to the left-right paradigm. But when we point out that for a decade Fox News said there was no world government, no move to set this up, and now it's all happening, we force them to tell some of the truth just to have any credibility and to stay in the game at any level. And so Fox is scared to death of Infowars.com. They're scared to death of PrisonPlanet.com because as the top radio consultants were quoted in the cover story in Talkers Magazine last month, Alex Jones, when the history books are written, will be known as the independent media trailblazer of the 21st century. That's why Talkers, in front of the heads of Clear Channel, the heads of all the major networks, I'm the keynote speaker in June, That's why they're summoning me there, because they want to fully understand this. You understand what we've done together is shaking the foundations of the system.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, top radio consultants in New York Magazine, The Rolling Stone, Talkers Magazine cover March 2011, last month, Alex Jones trailblazing the future of the media when the history books are written. And it goes on to say Alex Jones will be the keynote speaker and will serve as keynote speaker at the 2011 Talkers meeting. He will share insights into his internet success and suggest alternative approaches to issue talk programming on terrestrial radio outside rigid partisan formats. Story and MMS agenda highlights on page one. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. There are no consultants here. There are no advisors to Alex Jones. I'm a guy who literally a lot of the times takes out the trash around here. I have a great grassroots crew that I've trained. I normally hire people just out of Craigslist ads who don't even know who I am, so they can see the information for themselves. This is not a group of acolytes that are here just agreeing with me. With 1/100th of the money that Fox News has, we have produced an outlet that is beating their pants off absolutely destroying them and other mainstream media on the internet, and now blasting into the AM and FM dial, gaining upwards of 3 to 4 new affiliates on big stations a week, and getting high ratings. We get high ratings for little stations that don't even show up. We get even bigger ratings for big stations. And it's because so much of what we've talked about for 16 years has now come true, has now happened, has now basically unfolded, that the system is beginning to panic. They're scared. And so they're moving in with a constellation of attacks, a cornucopia of attacks, to try to sabotage the alternative media. Now, George Soros and Media Matters that he funds sees Fox News as alternative to their globalist liberal agenda, when it's just a different flavor of globalism. And what did they say in internal memos that came out 2 weeks? We're going to sabotage them. We're going to destroy them. We're going into a new phase. Well, that's always been their phase. Posing as a nonpartisan watchdog, a savage group funded by a man who openly has imploded currencies worldwide and been convicted. A man who admitted to 60 Minutes he helped the Nazis round people up and take their wealth. And then if you criticize that, he has financed Jewish groups that he runs come out and say basically that you're some type of Nazi because you don't like Nazi supporters. This is the bizarro world of George Soros, just one power minion of the New World Order, one Bilderberg group, Davos, confab globalist. And here's the headline of American Free Press: Soros convenes Bretton Woods 2. We're going to be breaking that down. But again, the alternative media, the internet itself, is being chopped up right now, is being attacked, because on the level playing field, we are defeating the globalist in the realm of ideas. We are gaining ground on them every day, and they can feel the strength draining out of them. They're not going to give up power easily. They are coming after all of us, from below with the COINTELPRO, from above with the national media, with the think tanks, with the government-funded media. Government-funded media is now hiding in plain view. You think NPR is the only one getting government money? Most of the mainstream media is getting government money and private Federal Reserve taxpayer money they take from us under the table, now public. That is the telltale logo of a real tyranny. So all of this is happening. And no matter what political party is in power, the federalization of police, the spy grids, the tattletale squads, it only intensifies. Because they know as the economy melts down, as the standard of living slides into the great abyss, the people are going to wake up, they're going to start looking for answers, and the globalists can't have a strong alternative media, or even Glenn Beck telling part of the truth on Fox News while that's happening. And the deal is, the Soros crowd gets rid of Oberman, Fox gets rid of Beck, because they're going to try to lower the rhetoric, just as Chuckie Schumer is on record saying that, well, he could get Boehner to make deals and keep expanding the size of government if it wasn't for that Tea Party basically forcing him to cut government. They want to get in there. They want to share power. They want to make deals. The Republicans want to get back in. The central banks have a policy of wanting to implode economies so that they can take them over for pennies on the dollar. This is all happening. We're deep into this right now. And those of us that saw it coming a long time ago made preparations to resist it, made preparations to get on every radio interview we could, every TV interview we could, to be ridiculed, knowing that as we laid out the truth and as it happened, our credibility would rise. And so billions of people around the world have heard myself and countless other patriots calling into shows, being guest on shows. I quit counting more than 6-7 years ago. It was over 3,000 radio interviews I'd done then, many of them giant syndicated broadcasts. I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews, thousands and thousands of my own broadcasts, 26-plus documentaries. All of that is evergreen. You see something I did 10 years ago. People think it was taped last week. People see my films I released more than a decade ago. They're getting more popular, not less popular. Because it's evergreen. You watch a Bill O'Reilly from 10 years ago, it's unwatchable. It's whatever fluff and fake political infighting was going on from that day. See, they fire a salvo of lies. It only goes out once. When we put out the truth, it bounces around, ricocheting forever. And I'm just sitting here at a giant 50-cal machine gun aimed at the New World Order, and every bullet I fire bounces around inside of them forever. And that's the good news. We've already put out so much info. We've already discredited these criminals so hardcore. We've already told the truth and exposed their paradigm and their tricks and their blueprint and their playbooks and their program of societal disintegration to build on its ashes a planetary dictatorship of the bankers, that even if they shut me down tomorrow, even if they shut Glenn Beck down tomorrow, even if they shut G. Edward Griffin down tomorrow, even if they shut down Bob Chapman tomorrow, they have already failed. The question is, are we going to have to go through a lot more pain before we reverse this? The mere act of them trying to move in with EAS, federal takeover of media, the expansion of behind-the-scenes private Federal Reserve, payoffs in media, shows their desperation. So this show's under attack. Media Matters said 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, they said, we're going after Fox News and a list of conservative and libertarian sites. And then they didn't list those sites, but you go to their site, you see who they're attacking on an almost daily basis. They attacked me twice yesterday. It's yours truly. They put out reports 6 months ago saying Alex Jones and Glenn Beck are going to cause a new Oklahoma City. Beck finally took my warning, saw the White House advisors saying, boy, a new terror attack would sure help us. And he went on air and said, they're preparing a new Oklahoma City to blame me. He left Alex Jones out of it. No, Glenn, in those reports, they were saying you and I caused that attempted shooter in San Francisco, that you and I, along with Ron Paul, caused the Gifford shooting, that you and I were going to cause the new Oklahoma City. Because even though you've proven yourself to be a thespian, Shakespearean actor of great skill, even though you are like a chameleon and I don't trust you, the fact that you understood the market share out there in telling the truth about the New World Order and went 50% of the way made you a superstar. Because the globalists thought they could control this movement, but now it's backfired on them. You just added credibility to people like me with the mainstream dumbed-down crowd. Now, we don't really even need them because they're a bunch of couch potatoes who don't act. We want the young people. We want the military. We want the police. We want people in government to wake up. We want people that are out there in the system, and we're reaching them. And we're going to win this war. Agents of liberty, sons and daughters of liberty, don't have to follow orders from headquarters. They've rediscovered what it is to be free. They've rediscovered history. They've rediscovered the foundations of what make a nation and a people great. And ideas are bulletproof. To use a line from V for Vendetta. You think you can stop flesh and blood? You can. But you can't stop an idea. And if the globalists physically kill me or imprison me or set me up, that will only intensify our credibility. So instead, they're trying to assassinate my character, assassinate who I am, misconstrue things out of context to make me look like a kook. Whether it's Media Matters or Glenn Beck, it's the same tactic. But Media Matters and the New York Magazine and Rolling Stone and Nightline and MSNBC and all the and Discovery Channel and History Channel and all their attack pieces and BBC, you still are blind to what's hiding in plain view. You have lost all of your credibility with anyone who can think for themselves. Ask Cass Sunstein, admitted 2.5 years ago in those internal memos that are public, and his public papers. As I told Politico, as I told Salon last year during the Republican primary in Kentucky, they said, every time he's attacked, his ratings go up, Rand Paul. And I said, that's right. The only way for you to defeat Rand Paul, but you can't because you're too arrogant, is to endorse him. If you endorse him, he will lose credibility, but that still won't defeat him because he'll only lose credibility with weak-minded who know enough to not trust you. So because they don't trust you, they won't trust Rand. The thinkers, even if you did that sophisticated attack, would understand Rand's real record. And so Bill Clinton went to campaign against him. He got about 8 points in the polls on top of his lead of 6%. See, you kill me, it underlines and highlights everything I've said and done. you try to assassinate my character. I'm a pretty boring guy. There are no skeletons. You invent them, it won't work. It's the seal of approval when you attack someone. What do you got left in your kitty? What do you got left in that hole, that ace? Stage terror, false flags on the internet, fear-mongering about 160 buried al-Qaeda nukes in the U.S., more fake anthrax attacks, new wars, financial implosion, posing as the savior. But you could have done that a decade ago, but now people know about the Federal Reserve. Now people know about the New World Order. Now people are looking past the Republican and Democratic figureheads that are only fighting over who gets the levers of control to the private Federal Reserve financing the corporate media on both the left and right under the table of taxpayer money. It's coming out in the London Guardian, Bloomberg, AP. Doesn't become a big news cycle issue, but it comes out. Oh, yeah, $370-plus billion laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo of cocaine and heroin money out of Mexico. They even were running the aircraft. Credibility lost. Credibility destroyed. You understand what's happening. You understand people know that the government 12 years ago signed a deal to take all the military veterans' death benefits when they died and cheat their widows and widowers out of it. You understand it's now in Texas newspapers that the government is covering up radioactive isotopes in the water that, by the way, are added to the water. You understand that, yes, the things I talk about sound completely nuts and crazy. So does Hitler murdering people en masse, but it happened. So does Stalin murdering people en masse, or Mao Zedong killing more than 60 million. History is crazy. History is wild. History is unbelievably strange. Truth is stranger than fiction. But you have failed. You have failed big time. Because once people admit that there's corruption and evil in their government and in the big mega corporations becoming fat off that government, as Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever allow private central banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, a group of corporations will grow up around them that will turn our future progeny into nothing but slaves. Another quote. Central banks are more dangerous than standing armies. If you allow them to be established, our ancestors, what's the exact quote? Guys, we pulled the exact Thomas Jefferson quote up about banks are more dangerous than standing armies. If you ever allow them to grow up in the country, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. There you go. And there's countless variants of that quote from Jefferson and Washington and Franklin and Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine. We're fighting the same fight that they fought 200 plus years ago. We're fighting the same fight that Andrew Jackson fought. We're fighting the same fight. And the system tried with Glenn Beck to come out and pose as a true anti-New World Order person, to then gain the credibility of the giant movement they see growing, and it didn't work. It only got more out of hand. And so now they've chopped his head off at Fox. And now they're going to try to move against the alternative media. Now they're going to unleash Media Matters to try to savage yours truly. Are you going to stand with us? Do you realize what a war this is? Do you realize what a fight this is? Do you realize that this alternative media and the internet is your media? Your internet, your voice, your megaphone, your future. As bad as talk radio is with neocon fear-mongering about Muslims and how great torture is all day, it still has a lot of local programs that are popular and tell the truth about the New World Order, and our ideas are gaining ground and getting on more and more stations. The system knows that they're in trouble. The system knows this is happening. They know you can call into talk radio. They know that local news stories of corruption can get out on talk radio. Local TV is almost completely controlled. Talk radio is mainly people that grew up in the media on their own and weren't trained how to be brainwashed repeaters who just regurgitate whatever the corporate and government systems put out as press releases. So they want to shut that down. That's why they're openly announcing they want a new fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but the internet. We all hang together, or we will surely hang separate. They did find the Thomas Jefferson quote. Please put it back on the telescreen there. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. And he said that during the Revolutionary War. That war was about getting rid of the Bank of England. That war was about getting rid of the money changers. That war was about getting rid of that tiny, ultra-rich class that used government to shut down all their competition. Under the Queen of England, or King George III at the time, you couldn't run any business unless you got a special license from them. And it wasn't just you had to pay for the license. They wouldn't issue them to most people. What do they do with the health care? You got to get a waiver from Obama, then you don't have to buy it. All the competition then shuts down. WTO writes the rules where all the big boys don't have to pay any of the tariffs and taxes, but little companies do. They'll put tax incentives in so they can move offshore while passing green laws here to shut you down. You got it? Okay, we'll get into the latest tsunami news, earthquake news in Mexico as well. Then Lyndon LaRouche is joining us. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The war is on. The global financial collapse that has been instituted by the Anglo-American banking cartel is now in full swing. They plan to build an open tyranny, privately run by the banks openly. They will come from behind the throne to the front of the throne and be given the crown and the scepter of world tyranny. It's on. It's now happening. We're going to be talking to Lennon LaRouge about that coming up for a full hour. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll be able to see him there from their media center. For radio listeners, you'll have the audio joining us from their headquarters. And this is an interview you're going to hear, so please ask your friends and family, your coworkers, to tune in now. If you're not on the local AM and FM station or XM, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, I covered this at the start of the show. We'll get more into it with Lennon LaRouge after we get into the financial collapse that's happening. Strong earthquake. First, it was a 7.4, downgraded to a 7.1, happened a few hours ago off the east coast of Japan. It sent in a meter-tall tsunami but didn't cause any serious damage, they're saying. So that's being reported on right now. Another earthquake shook southern and central Mexico, a 6.5. So a lot of tectonic activity certainly increasing right now. Also, the more serious news for me out of the stacks of news we have that are also up on the websites, Japan considers wider nuclear evacuation zone. And they're talking about pushing it far past the two prefectures that surround Fukushima because they're picking up even higher levels of millisieverts further away than they previously were. And our government is openly saying the FDA has announced they're going to raise the level of what they say safe radiation is because of radioactive iodine and other isotopes being picked up in milk and other food products on the West Coast directly in line with the prevailing winds from Mexico. Korea is taking it very serious. South Korea shuts down schools amid Japan radiation fears. That's out of MSNBC. New York restaurants are using radiation detectors on fish from the Pacific. That's just some of the news we have on that front. We'll continue to cover it. Also, we're going to get into the CNBC report with Lennon LaRouge coming up. U.S. going same route as Greece, Portugal, says top economist. Also, we're going to get into Ron Paul openly 2 days ago saying that he'll probably announce he's running for president in the next month. That here on this broadcast, getting a lot of media coverage, and the support for Ron Paul is meteoric compared to the massive support he saw in record fundraising 2.5-3 years ago. So that is coming up as well today. And then after Mr. LaRouge leaves us, I'm going to get into this AP article because I've seen this curious development in the last decade, especially in Ohio. I've seen multiple reports out of Ohio that they'll have police dogs in a police car, dog or dogs. They'll leave the window down. The dog will jump out, try to attack, bark at you, growl. If you yell back at it, you go to jail because the dog is better than you, a lowly serf piece of trash. Just like TSA sticking their hands down your pants, putting you in radiation bakers, the naked body scanners. It's about training you that you have no rights. And it says police say an Ohio man has been charged with a misdemeanor for barking at a police dog. The 25-year-old Ryan James Stevens was charged with teasing a police dog in Cincinnati suburb. The man says the dog barked and growled at him first. Officer Bradley Walker wrote that he heard a canine dog barking uncontrollably inside his patrol car while he was investigating a car crash at a bar early Sunday morning. Walker says Stevens was making barking noises and hissing at the animal. Walker reported that Stevens said the dog started it by barking at him. So there you go. You don't talk, not just to a police officer, an enforcer of the Imperium, but to their holy dogs. Remember that, scum. Remember that, slaves. You're here to pay money to the private Federal Reserve so they can buy off the media. You're here to lick boots.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.